Y'all, we're gonna call this meeting to some semblance of order. I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure calling to order is the proper term. We're calling it some semblance of order at 7:31
Two.
and a half, we'll call it.
Nice.
So that's the first item on the agenda. Item number two, moving right along, is roll call. So Linda,
Okay.
you are up.
Right, thank you. To sort of carry on this thing about order, it's like we're calling it to something entire, not entirely unlike order. That's what we're calling it. Okay, President Gabe Griffin.
As here as I'm going to be.
Yeah, Vice President Sarah Harris. Oh, powerful one, please speak.
I muted myself. That was amazing.
There
President,
you
yeah, I'm present and caffeinated.
go. Oh, yay. All right. Second Vice President Rob Turner.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, Secretary Linda Farrell. That's me. Yeah, okay. Lisa Pesley Thomas, Treasurer.
Yes, ma'am, present.
Okay. Immediate Past President Judy Wilkinson.
Here.
Director Steve Fowler.
Here, glad that I'm not drinking coffee alone.
Ooh. Christy Crespin.
Christy Crespin, here.
Good. Nellie Emerson.
Here.
Larry Gatzman.
I'm here.
Pamela Metz.
Do you have to say Pamela? Yeah, I'm here.
Well, I've only got to say it a couple more times, so I'm going to say it.
I
Go
love
ahead.
you.
Yeah, let's do. Gamma Robles. Gamma. Yeah.
Guillermo said he is not going to be here, so
Oh,
he has a
all right.
semi-excused absence.
Yeah. Sorry. Jeff Kahn. Penny Valdovinos.
Here.
Frank Welty.
Here.
Okay, so guests, A through F, last
Yeah,
name.
Andy Baracco.
Andy, hello.
Bob Acosta.
Bob Acosta.
Christine Bailey.
Christine Bailey. A
Warren
through F,
Cushman.
Warren Cushman.
Delaney Dobbins, head of the chapter.
Yes, I need Dobbins. I'm sorry. Tell me your first name again.
Delaney.
Darlene.
Yeah, pronounce it the way it's spelled.
Yeah, okay.
Dorini.
Doreeny.
Darlene,
Dorini.
DHA. It's DHA.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry, Dorini.
Lovely name. Anyway, who else? A through F.
Don Queen.
You can go by your first name, Don Queen. Okay. Well,
Linda Samofsky.
okay.
That doesn't work either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worse.
Okay. People are breaking out of line here, so I'm going to extend it from A to L. You decide whether you're giving me your first name or your last name. If you haven't spoken already.
Sheila Gunn.
Denise Kendrian.
Sheila and Bernice.
Kevin
Keith
Berkey.
Frazier.
Kevin. Who
Alan Ramos.
Alan.
Mike Keith Burke.
Mike. Someone spoke at the same time as Kevin, I think. A
Mike
woman.
Keith Lee's here.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, Mike. Anyone else?
Josh
Mike
was
Keith
on.
Lee's here.
Sorry. Two people. John Ross, was that you?
No,
No.
Joshua Saunders.
Oh, Josh. Okay. And another person at the same time.
It might
John
be
Ross.
Mike, they've got you.
It might be
We've
Mike
got
Kisley, I don't know.
Mike. We got you like maybe
Okay.
three times now. Good for you.
John Ross.
No. John, now there's John. Okay. Anyone else?
Rex Ransom.
Rex, hello. Wide open now. Anybody could pop in.
Phil Obregon.
Phil, hello.
Maria
Smith.
Patty Nash, debut chapter.
Keith Mendelson, Patty Nash, and one of the females.
Maria female Smith.
Maria, hello.
Well, Jordan Hendrick.
Jordan.
Ethan Empire.
And who else? Anyone else? Shanna Ray is there, and someone else.
Stephanie Marcus.
Stephanie?
Yes, Stephanie Watts.
Yeah, hi. Ray Marcus. Ooh.
David Mandel.
David Mandel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Nicolette Noyes.
Nicolette Noyes. And Nathan Pierce. And Chris Fendrick's iPhone just joined. Chris can't be far behind.
Linda Alice Turner.
Alice Turner. Good crowd.
This is Vita.
Vita Zavli.
And I also heard Roxanne join. Roxanne Stallings.
Really?
Are you there, okay. Roxanne?
I am here, but am I muted?
No.
No. We can hear you. Welcome. Welcome
Thank
back.
You.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Margie.
Of course. Margie Donovan.
Anthony Figueroa.
Anthony.
James Chamberlain.
Say again.
James Chamberlain.
Oh my goodness. You said it so quietly, Jim. There you go. All right. Anyone else?
Linda, I think you heard me, Chris Fendrick.
Yeah, I did. I heard your phone say that you announced you. Yeah.
10-4.
We have over 50 people.
Yeah.
51. Yep.
Is that everybody?
Ethel Kirtley.
Oh, my goodness. Hi.
San Diego Braille Club.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you, everyone.
All right. Now I show 51 devices on here, and I think we might have had one or two people that are doubling up on a device. So I think this might be the largest attended event of the week so far. Wow. Welcome, everybody, to our April meeting, which is also our pre-convention board meeting because it's part of our convention month. So next up on the agenda, we have any additions or changes in adoption of the agenda. Does anyone want to suggest any changes or make a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
To the board.
Second.
Yeah, I would like to add a brief report on AB 371.
Okay. Let's put that.
That's a good one.
Oh, we put that after the board announcement stuff? Does that work?
Whatever you say.
Is it AB 371? Is that what it's said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. And who moved and seconded?
I heard Steve move, and then I heard a couple of people.
I second. Penny.
Great.
Penny seconded. All right. Give me just a second here. Maybe 3 seconds. Okay. Any other additions, changes, suggestions for the agenda? Hearing none, all, and actually, Steve, would you, I think your motion would be to adopt the agenda as amended.
Yes, that's, I'm fine with that, yes.
Change, okay. And does Penny as a seconder, are you okay That's, with that?
Yes, yes.
All right. That's- Now that we have crossed our I's and dotted our T's, all in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. All right. Moving on. I'm sorry?
I think that's what it is. Is he there?
Okay. Whoever that is, I'm not hearing it, but you're unmuted. So if you're.
No, that's Don.
Steve, you may want to mute yeah, everybody. That's Don.
I'll do it.
You got Rob King.
So, Gabe, you got to.
It takes a while since the last Zoom update in terms of unmuting.
Okay, I think I'm unmuted there now. Can you all hear me now?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I had my speech off, so it took me a minute to get my speech turned back on and get back over there. Okay. Next up, we have the minutes from March 11th that were sent to the board. So, Linda, do you have anything you want to say on those? Is Linda unmuted?
Nope.
It still sounds like somebody's listening to a ball game. And the only reason issue that I have with that is I'm jealous.
Oh, it took me 5 taps to get it unmuted.
That's what I was saying about the Zoom update. Yeah. It's doing that to a lot of people.
No, I would just move to accept them.
Christy, second.
So we have a motion by Linda and a second by Christy. Is there any discussion?
This is Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Yeah. One.
Actually,
minor...
Hold on, just a second, Steve. If you're using a screen reader, could you please mute yourself because we're hearing your computer quite loud.
You're using Eloquence with a Google Chrome browser. Does that communicate with anybody on the call? Obviously, they're not listening to us.
Apparently not. If you're going into your device manager and hitting Alt-U, if that is you,
let's see if we can
find
him.
Maybe if they're going in the device manager, they're
let's see if we can find him.
Or something's broken.
It's Don. Nope.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's somebody in the 818 area code.
818?
No, because if you highlight your Zoom window, you can press Alt-A.
No.
This is Nathan, and I can still hear the computer.
Maybe
you should mute everybody again, Rob.
Yeah.
Well, the problem, I think better than unmuting everybody is if we can figure out who's up at the top there and just mute that person.
That's right.
Thank you.
They've stopped now.
It sounds like they may have just gone away or they stopped.
It was just really loud, even when I was...
And Nathan... Nathan, yes, sir. I'm going to ask that only board members be unmuted and speak at this point. We'll have a time for public comment a little bit later this evening.
Okay.
Thank you. okay. I got thrown off there. I think we did vote on that.
No, we did not.
Okay.
And this is Steve. I've got one minor question.
You did have something you wanted to say. Sorry, Steve.
Yeah. At the very end, 2021-08, concerning granting affiliate status and granting the stipend for IDC, my recollection is that was two separate motions, one for the affiliate.
You may be right. I wasn't 100% sure. But we got to find two more
people. The only reason I bring it up is because my recollection is that, yes, the granting of the charter was a majority vote, but that the granting of the stipend was a unanimous vote. And
that's true.
I think it's important that that be
That is a good catch, sir. I believe you are correct. So
I'll have to go to the recording or get somebody to remind me who did the two motions. So I'm happy to fix that.
Yeah, I don't remember who did the motions, but I do remember that second was unanimous, and I think it's important to have on the record.
Yep.
We will get that change made.
So this one should be as amended as well, or
Yeah, it would be to adopt the minute, or to approve or accept the minutes
with corrections.
As amended with corrections. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Any other changes, suggestions, additions to the minutes? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed, say nay. All right. That motion carries unanimously. And so that brings us on to the treasurer's report. Lisa, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can.
Loud and clear. Yay, I did it right the first time.
Yay!
Cheater.
So, the treasurer's report for April. Currently, our bank balance is at $86,086.15. We have a total of $14,458 of accounts payable or checks that are still outstanding. That number includes an estimate of $3,000 for ACB dues that will be payable at the end of this month. We currently have roughly $12,500 of deposits in transit. That is money that will be hitting our account at some point over the next few days or week. That is fully convention registrations, sponsorship checks, exhibitor fee checks, all convention related. So at the end of the month, our total cash available estimated is $84,128.12. For our scholarship accounts, currently our checking account has a balance of $3,527.76. Our savings has a balance of $7,981.80 for a total of $11,509.56. We have an estimated $2,150 of scholarship checks to clear between March 12th and April 7th, yesterday's date. I did have to make a $3,000 transfer from our savings to our checking to cover incoming checks and to make sure that we're not charged the monthly fee. And that concludes both our treasurer's report for the operating and scholarship funds.
Okay. And Lisa, did you see the email from Nancy, either getting it directly from her, the one that I forwarded, with the exact amount that we owe ACB for dues?
Yes, I did get it because me and Nicole get a copy, and I'm not looking at it right now, but I want to say right before our meeting, we received the ACB dues that will be payable at the end of the month, which was $26.35. Does that sound right?
And I was going to talk about this earlier, but yeah, whatever 527 times 5 is.
There you go. It's too late in the evening for me to do that quick math right now.
Right. But we did get, I just wanted to double check that you did see that we did get just literally late this afternoon sometime the exact number of members that we owe for.
Yes. So I was happy to see that it was under what was estimated $3,000 that was on my cash report for this month. So happy to see that a little bit less.
My bail sense says it was $2,635. So that number was right.
Oh, I remember correct. Thank you.
Any other questions from board members for Lisa?
Yeah, I have a quick question. I don't really know if it's a Lisa question, but do we know whether membership has gone up, down, or stayed about the same?
I was going to talk about that in my president's report. I'll give you the numbers that we have.
Then I'll move the treasurer's report.
Pretty close to next year.
So there.
Or last year. Fine, be that way. Do we have a second?
I'll second, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. Any further questions for Lisa or otherwise, I guess? Okay. All in favor of accepting the treasurer's report, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, please mute yourself and say nay. All right. Thank you, Lisa. All right. Next up is the president's report. So let me jump down to my notes here. I'm going to talk about some convention stuff. I will then answer Jeff's question about how many members we have, and then one or two other quick notes and take any questions. All right. So convention related stuff. As far as convention goes, for registration, we currently have, as of around 5:15 this evening, 164 people registered.
All right. Good.
Of those 164, the best we can calculate is that we have 14 board members of 15 registered.
That's me.
I was not going to call anybody out.
No, that's all right. I couldn't do the form. I've been meaning to call Nicole. So.
Okay. Well, you have until, and that's the next thing I have, you have until exactly noon on Friday, April, whatever it is, a week from tomorrow, April 16th.
Yeah. I'll do it tomorrow.
You and everybody else who is currently listening to this that has not registered, the email, as I was reminded today, that is sent out with the daily information. Also at the bottom of it has the link of where to register, and registration is $25. And if you are having trouble with the website, as Linda just said, you can call Nicole in the office. And I promised her this afternoon that I would do my best to drum up some business for her. Yeah. Because she said that she hadn't registered anybody today. So, so there you go. That's kind of where we are with the registration. So, what did we have last year? Around 215, 220. So,
that was the final number.
Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell anybody else. Get them to register, and let's see if we can beat last year's numbers. So we can say we did. As far now to talk about the registration, to answer Jeff's question, we had 540 members that were certified with ACB. So 13 of those, I think, are ACB Life members. That's why the 527 number. But so that tells me we have 540 members this year, which I think is down slightly from last year. But from what I've been hearing, I'm not totally surprised. I've heard that some people just aren't wanting to join while while everything is virtual. And some folks, I think, are waiting until chapters can meet in person to come back. So, even though we'd like to have our numbers up, it's not totally surprising that they're down a little bit, but I don't think they're down more than 10 or 15, maybe. So
people registered the last minute. Anyway.
Yeah, we're pretty close to our CCB membership from last year. I don't know that it really even changes our voting strength. So we're going to have 540. Jeff should give us 23 votes, I think, for ACB. So, and then upcoming projects, we have, I think I've mentioned it earlier, but we are making some progress towards our website redesign project. We have confirmed several people that are willing to be part of a task force, I guess, if you will, to talk about the needs for the website and things that we can do, both for like member pages, make sure that we have stuff that works for those of us that use screen readers, folks who are low vision. I think we've got a decent cross-section of every, of all of our members to help with that project. And so Vita and I have agreed that we're going to be taking a bit of a, putting it a bit on the back burner here for the next couple of weeks. You may have heard there's some other activities going on until the 25th. So we'll revisit it again after our convention. And that is kind of the highlights of what I wanted to share for tonight. So now I guess I'll sit on the hot seat. And if anybody has any questions, I will do my best to deflect them. I mean, answer them. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Moving on. We have, let me get back to the agenda, president's report. We did that. So now let's do any announcements. So anything that any board, and this is for board members, any board announcements that any board members want to share that might be of interest to those of us
Dave,
all listening in.
Judy?
Yes, Judy.
Well, I'm pleased to announce that relatively soon, we should have to hit our bank account our first quarterly dividend from On the Move of around $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Very nice.
Very good.
Yes, we want to do way better, but I'm very pleased that with our first with this, our first dividend.
Got to start somewhere, right?
Mm. Frank Welty.
Frank.
Three brief announcements. Number one, for those of you in the San Francisco Bay Area, if you haven't already heard, the Lighthouse for the Blind COVID-19 vaccinations on Friday after Fridays through May 2nd. And, you know, whether that period will be extended or not, we don't know. But so for those of you who are in the Bay Area, and you want to find a place that's very BART accessible, definitely check on that. The second announcement is that Mother's Day is coming up and moms love chocolate. The California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss can help you out because we're doing a See's Candy fundraiser. And even if your mom isn't available or she doesn't like chocolate, well, I'm sure you know other people who do. The last announcement is that for those of you who like to have fun, this is a reminder of the San Francisco chapter trivia extravaganza Saturday at 5 p.m.
Sounds like fun.
Thank you, Frank. I don't know anybody here that likes to have fun or that likes chocolate. Anyone else? Any other board of members with announcements? Going once, going twice. Okay. Thank you. And moving on to the next item, Jeff. I think you're up for these next two items. So first up is the AB 371 discussion that you wanted to have there. Jeff. Jeff, are you
okay,
muted?
Now I am.
Now you're unmuted. Right. Now I can hear you.
Yep. Okay, so first item is the auction gift. No, first item is AB 371.
AB 371, yeah.
Yeah. So as many of you know who saw my posts, our bill to require insurance against accidents that involve the negligent conduct of scooter users passed today, AB 371. It also has tactile signage so that you can find out the scooter that you fell over. It passed on a vote of 7-0 with 2 abstentions. There was a lot of very interesting questions and debate. We're really sort of setting a precedent by having an insurance that would, if this were to pass, insurance that is held by a company, not for the liability of the company, although if they were negligent, the insurance would cover them, but for the negligence of the end user of the device that's being rented from the company. So the industry doesn't like it. They're, they claim, why should they be held liable for the acts of the end user? They claim that it won't be possible to have this insurance at an affordable enough price, and so it'll, put the industry out of business. They have various claims. But, and the bottom line is that the committee members have asked us to work with the opposition. As of yet, the opposition to, we already actually took amendments from the committee, which allows the scooter providers to require indemnification, which means essentially payment by the end user if there's a result of a claim by a person who fell over one of these things, a pedestrian. So far they haven't worked with us at all, but they are probably going to have to, because unless there's a shift in sentiment right now, the even the ones that abstained were like, well, we hope this gets solved. And so I think they're going to have to come to the table and recognize that, the proliferation of these devices has caused a problem. One of the committee members actually said she'd almost been run over twice by them. I think the momentum is heading in the right direction for us. I think, I've heard the criticism that we should have gone a lot farther and this wasn't enough and all of that. And I understand that. But, I just want people to know getting this bill through is not going to be easy. And it's and it really is setting a national precedent that could be a model for the country to at least have a remedy for pedestrians who are either collided with or fall over these devices. So, we're going to need your advocacy in the months to come, and we're going to work hard to try and come up with a creative solution that basically, ensures that we get where we need to go. So that's sort of the essence of my report. I'm happy. You know, we haven't, this hasn't been that long of a meeting. So I if Gabe is okay, I'm happy to take questions on it.
Yeah, we can do that.
If there is any, or are any.
Yeah, we haven't stood on proper grammar yet tonight, so.
All right, well, thank you very much. Okay. More to come.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff, for that report. And like you said, I think that definitely affects more than just our members. And leads the way for the rest of the country.
I think if it's passes, yeah.
We've definitely heard it, I know, at other ACB conventions, and there's been talk about it. So I think this would definitely help set that model for the rest of the country. And don't go too far, because you are next up with wearing your ACB auction hat. So I can give you 2 seconds to change hats if you need. And then talk about this.
So, you know, all the affiliates are asked if they can do donations. And, you know, I think this year with our, you know, successful grants and our successful convention sponsorships, I'm hoping that we can provide an auction prize for the ACB convention. Gabe tasked me with coming up with a proposal. And so I looked into a California-made products website, and for around $59, basically, we could have a sort of a twofer thing. That would be a pack of two, and they're all, of course, California-made, two olive oils. One is balsamic vinegar, and one is basil. Don't know how many virgins they are. You don't want me to tell you the story about the bill I worked on when I was working, but you know, you could have up to four or five virgin olive oils. I'll skip that story. But anyway, and the second piece of the auction prize would be a four pack of California jellies. You could have, we could include, for example, a blueberry, a raspberry strawberry combo, a apricot, and a peach with cinnamon, which sounds really interesting. And so we could, you know, package that together for, you know, $60. And we, you know, we if the bidder is in California, we could get it. I'm not sure how we're going to do the shipping yet. We'll have to figure that out, whether we'll do the shipping or whether we'll have them do it. And but so it might be $60 plus shipping, but even so, that's not, I don't think, a bad price. So that's my proposal.
My thought on that, if I could jump in here, Jeff, would be just to, would the auction committee accept the like, this is what we're donating, and then we'll have it shipped directly to the end user? And then maybe a motion could be to, if this proposal is accepted, the motion would be to donate this item with any shipping costs.
Yeah, the only caveat to that is I'm not sure, you know, what they say about, you know, can we order it now, pay for it, and have it shipped later? I don't know how that would work. So for sure, but you know, we can certainly
Do you know if stuff changes on the website? So would, is something that's available now, would it for sure still be available in July?
Not necessarily. Things do sell out.
Okay. So we may be,
which is why we might want to have it shipped to us, and then we could ship it.
Yeah. Yeah, because we would get free shipping to us.
Yes.
For sure. And then
we could ship it.
And then we just pay the cost of shipping it to wherever it needs to go.
Yeah.
Any others?
So that would be my proposal.
Okay.
Question.
Yes, Linda.
Did we have a monetary limit on this? This seems like a...
yeah, it's got to be at least $50.
Not a lot of money. But it has to be... that's all we want to spend? Question mark?
This is Lisa. I was going to say, Jeff, I wouldn't be opposed to maybe increasing the items in that basket to get a value of like maybe 100 even or something like that. I kind of thought 60 was a little low for the ACB auction, but yeah. I wouldn't be opposed to an increase is all I'm saying.
Okay. I mean, we could throw some chocolates in there. They do chocolates and they do, you know, and that type of thing as well. So it's all, as I said, it's all California made. So
the other idea would be to get two of them.
And would the motion basically say up to $100, including shipping, for the auction committee to decide? Is it a committee that's deciding, or
no, just Jeff? It's us. It's a California thing, and so we are deciding. And I would, if we're going to add an additional gift, additional part to the gift, I would hesitate to limit because I don't know what the shipping would be. And so if we spent $90 and the shipping was $15, that would, mm-hmm. you know, so I would not want to put the $100 limit.
We could do $125
shipping, or not $100 not to include shipping.
Well, this is Christy.
I would say $100, you know, up to whatever amount, and then plus whatever the shipping is going to be. And yeah. Christy, I heard you. Go ahead.
I would be opposed to chocolate in July, so.
I would not at any time.
Find some. Well, you know, it would be melty and not nice. And so when you look at another California made product,
maybe almonds.
I would do almonds.
We could do marinades. Sure. I think they're nuts too. I think they're nuts.
That's good.
And they're marinades.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I would not oppose chocolate.
It's so funny because I've been trying to talk for forever, and I didn't realize that I've gotten muted again on the other thing, and I've been trying to unmute on my headset. I think I heard Linda say something kind of cool a couple minutes ago about what about doing two? And I think it was Linda. And
it was.
I'm wondering, Jeff, would that be a good idea to do two of you know, similar?
I think we always have so many items anyway.
So one would
wearing
be good.
Wearing my auction hat, I would say no. Let's just
do that.
One donation, but increase the
basket. I would
donation.
Yeah,
basket size.
Gabe, is it Judy?
No, Judy, you know, I'm going to remind everyone just because you're the one that came up with this rule of I know who I am. So could people please say their name?
I said, Gabe, this is Judy.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, but I've heard a couple of other people just say Gabe, so I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just picking on you, Judy, because.
Actually said my name.
You did.
Well, she's making her bread. Why don't she?
Yeah.
Why doesn't
her
she
actual name?
Okay,
Judy.
I
think
Judy needs a lawyer.
I move that California donate to the ACB auction a basket. Jeff picks the items. Of up to $100 plus, we will pay shipping.
Second, Christy.
Okay, I heard Judy with the motion. Or
and it won't include
Judy,
chocolates,
and
right? That's sort of the
instruction. Well, I that's think, not I think, in the motion.
No, but I think almonds or some other more, let's say, less perishable item would be wise.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
As much as I agree with Mr. Gassman that I'm not opposed to chocolate at any time, I think others do have a good point that shipping chocolate in July could get a bit messy.
True.
Yeah. I love chocolate.
And everyone does.
Jordan, mute.
Yeah, Jordan, this is for board members right now. Thank you. Okay, so is there any other discussion on the ACB auction item? That we'll have Jeff work with Nicole to find another item or two to boost up closer to $100. And then we will pay the shipping to And I think it makes sense for us just to ship directly to whoever the end user is, rather than us paying to ship it to Leslie and then ACB have to pay to ship it to whoever, anyone having to pay shipping costs. So is there any other discussion on that motion? Okay. Hearing no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
I would add one thing. Jeff? We will probably have to open it because we're doing pictures this year, so I'll probably have to ask Nicole to take a picture.
That's right.
And send it back. But that's not a big deal. We can repackage it or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure she can get a roll of packing tape or probably has a roll of packing tape at the office.
Question, it's going to have to be relabeled anyway. Wouldn't there be pictures of items on the website that we could send instead of
perhaps, Linda, I thought about that too. We'll see if we can borrow that.
But if there's not, then we'll just have Nicole open it and picturize it and then repackage. Any other questions? Going once, going twice. All right, for real this time, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. And okay, I guess that's it. The motion carries unanimously. Now we are on to item. So that's 9 here on my display, but I think this is really number 10 now because I had 2 8s. My numbers did not change when I inserted the new item. Item number 9 or 10 is now our member sound off. So this is the point where any of our members, CCB members, non-born members, may unmute and tell me who you are seeking the floor. And
Gabe, can I request the next time you do member sound off that you have a foghorn to begin?
I may have to enlist Larry's help on finding a good sound effect.
No, it needs to go bam 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 bam, one of those sound things.
maybe we'll change up the sound effect every time.
That's good.
Gabe, this is Penny, and there's 54 people on this call.
Ooh, we're up to 54 now. Wow. We've had another two people sneak in and not know who they are. We have mystery guests.
Mr. Creston is going to make an announcement.
All right. I heard Ed first.
All right. Go ahead. All right. The Active Blind Inland Valleys chapter is selling bags. They're grocery bags. They're about the size of a small 10-inch baseball. They're really nice. They'll fit in a purse or fit in a small area. And they're 2 for $5. And you could contact either myself at epcrespin@icloud.com or Christy Crespin.
At blind.lcsw@gmail.com.
And they're really a neat bag, and you have to pay for shipping. It's going to be $8 for shipping. That's gone up, and we'd appreciate if people would help us out. Thank you.
And Ed, I love how your voice changed there, giving that second email address. That was really cool.
Hey, that's because he doesn't remember it.
It's new, though, Christy. Give him a break. You haven't had it that long.
Sheila Gunn Cushman.
We heard artists in there too, by the way, Gabe.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear you were artists. So let's see, I guess Sheila and then artists. Sorry, I didn't hear you artists. So.
I had a question. I raised my hand. I wasn't very fast after Jeff was talking about AB 371. How can we later add some stiffening to some of this and get more power behind, 'cause people have gotten hurt by these things?
Sheila, yes? if you can come up with a degree of power that this organization has not had since I've been here, then we can do that. We are barely able to push this far. What you want would get everybody upset from the ACLU on up in the Democratic Party, who likes this mode of transportation and who doesn't want to see it harmed, but who wants to see some equity. I don't think people realize that, you know, this getting this bill through is not going to be easy, even as limited as it is. These scooters are here to stay, and all we can do is fight sort of a rear guard action to, you know, make it as palatable as we can. Now, at the local level, you can work on your locality to prohibit them. And that's probably the best way to go about it.
Well, I don't know whether Oakland should prohibit them or not, but I know that.
But you don't like them. And if you don't like them, I'm telling you,
you're
not going to get much more than you want.
I know that I've had a broken leg, not from a scooter, but I know that people have had broken legs, broken arms from scooters, and not just blind people. And so it's not.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, so, it isn't just blind people. There's no question about that.
So I would like to, and maybe has coalitioning been done? I mean, I haven't been following this too well.
Yeah, we have got California Walks to back our bill, for example. Mm-hmm.
We just got that letter earlier this week.
Other blindness and disability organizations. Yeah.
Okay.
Regina would like the floor after Artis.
Okay.
Okay.
Artis?
Yes, I was going to volunteer to donate a gift certificate for a free coaching session to the California Basket.
Great.
All right. Thank you. Jeff, I will leave it up to you and Artis to talk about the details of that so we can
we'll work it out.
Yeah, that detail included in there. Thank you, artist. That is very kind of you. Regina.
Yes, I went to the hearing today on the bill we were just discussing. And I would encourage anybody there. Was that one? Can you go back and hear that recording, Jeff? Do you know? Does it stay up?
I don't know. But there'll be others. It has another committee to go to in a couple weeks.
I would encourage you guys, even if you don't think you're going to make a public comment, just listen and you can get the feel of what the legislators are thinking and how they're going and the different people talking in opposition. And it really helps so you can see what's possible and what's negotiable and all of that. And getting the Walks organization is a big deal because they have a lot of influence in this particular venue. I just wanted to say that. So I encourage people to just, you know, if you're really passionate about something, try to go to a hearing now and then. You don't have to talk. You can just listen.
Thanks, Regina. That's a good point.
Mr. President, Bob Acosta.
Yes, Bob.
I'll be brief. 371, of course. I commend our legislative people for getting as far as they have. But in our chapter meeting in our presidency, Bauer can correct me if I'm wrong. We got a guy up there from our chapter said, you don't even need a driver's license to have a scooter, correct? That you don't need one. Mm-hmm. Also, you'll never insure them. When you rent a car, obviously your driver's got a license or you buy the insurance or use your own, whatever. That's easy. But Jeff, who uses these scooters? What is the age limit and so forth? Thank you.
Well, one thing we did find out today is that a lot of time people get drunk and when they leave them out in the street or in the middle of the sidewalk, it's because they're, you know,
Do you need a driver's license?
Mm-hmm. They should. No, I don't think you do.
That makes it worse. I mean, to insure, how do you insure mm-hmm. these guys? I don't know. Okay. You guys will handle that, I'm sure. I think anecdotes coming in, Sheila, stories, true stories that we all, if we hear, might help Jeff get it into him, and let's see what he can do with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Ostergaard.
Yes, Libby.
Hi. I'm sorry I'm late, guys, but I just wanted to let you know I'm here. And I take it that this bill is about those pedestrian scooters that people leave out in the middle of the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume, and I may be wrong, but I would assume that these would be used by particularly seniors and those that have, other mobility issues that don't like to use a wheelchair. Or,
that's actually not correct. They're primarily a new mode of transportation and used often by very young people and by, people who don't choose to drive a car around of their own choice.
Okay.
You just don't want to walk that
distance. And my question is on that. Then if these are considered a vehicle, then why hasn't people lambasted the DMV for not making it so that you have to have a license?
Because they're not vehicles. They're not considered a vehicle.
That's crazy.
Andy.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Andy.
Yep. I hear you, Andy.
Okay.
Real quick before you go, Andy, I heard somebody else after Andy.
It was Penny I asked before while Olivia was on there.
Oh, I'm sorry, Penny. I did not hear.
But that's okay. Andy can go first.
Okay. Well, you have Andy and then
Penny. No problem.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, they're actually considered more like a bicycle, I think, in terms of how the DMV or people look at them. And they're actually, one of the uses for them is what they call last mile transportation, which means that you're going somewhere and maybe you go on a bus or a light rail to a certain point, and then you might take the scooter for maybe the last mile or so to get to your final destination.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Andy.
Penny. All right, Penny.
Okay. On these, if they're renting them, they have to show some kind of ID of who they are so they could know who they are. So there, it might be some way of them that caught getting some kind of insurance that way. Because in California, we're all supposed to have IDs.
There's no one to show it to. They walk up, they find the scooter, at a certain location, and they basically swipe a card, and they start riding the scooter. There's no intervening mm-hmm. human involved.
But the cards have all that information on it that they swipe more than likely. So,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, the cards, your credit card or whatever you're swiping is going to have all your information on it, so that should be able to be a way to trace everything.
And Penny, at least at this point, though, they don't want to. They're afraid the cost of any insurance that they could put on the end user would be so high that it would mean that some users, at least, would not take this mode of transportation. So they don't want to harm their business model even a little bit. By somehow, they don't want to pay for the cost of what an end user does. But on the other hand, they don't want to make the end user pay for any kind of insurance either. So we're caught between a rock and a hard place, and we're pushing as far as we can.
Right. And I know we can only go so far. And big business has, Okay.
Well, Linda? Like I said, we got 7 votes and they got none, so we're doing okay.
Nikki has a comment.
Yeah, Nikki.
So what you're saying is that they don't care if these people kill people if they don't have to pay insurance because they might not pay the insurance. That seems cockeyed to me. I think you should zero in on that point as one of the points, because if you have a motorcycle, you have to have insurance. These things are very dangerous. They ride them on the sidewalk. They don't walk them on the sidewalk. I've almost been hit by several, and I can see perfectly, or almost perfectly. And they creep up on you. They're very quiet, and they don't make much noise, and they're deadly. And so I think they should have insurance, and I think we should push that, because these businesses that are putting human lives before profits, you know, something's got to be done about them. And if we could do something in even this small way, and if they don't have insurance, they don't get to use it. Wouldn't their card won't work if they're not insured? Because there has to be some recourse if somebody gets hurt.
And see, the problem is right now there is no insurance that would be written to cut that an end user can buy. So it has to be, the only reasonable way at this point is that for it to be the insurance policy that the company has to have anyway under law. And now that policy wouldn't cover a pedestrian. And that's really what we're trying to say. Okay, just make that policy cover the pedestrian. And exactly. If you want to go back against the pedestrian, that's fine. We don't care.
Wow.
Linda?
Yeah, Linda.
I'm going to be naive here. What about the potential benefit over time, not today, not tomorrow, over time, of a public education campaign about courtesy and...
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, about courtesy and, you know, all that.
One of the members actually brought that up today and said, you know, you guys have a perfect opportunity here to do something. That she didn't vote against our bill, but she did say, you know, you're all, you know, full of good talk, but you have an opportunity to actually do something by coming up with an educational campaign. So that, but I don't think that's going to be enough, because, you know,
people
just very naturally leave these things all over the place. And so to me, you know, where Sheila comes from and says that wouldn't be enough, I would be in her camp in this case. I don't think a public education campaign is going to solve the problem, but it certainly could help.
That's what I'm asking, help, not solve.
Yeah. Yeah. Let the industry do it. They ought to be doing it.
Oh, that the industry would do it. That's even better than us.
That's what she was saying. Yeah. You guys ought to be doing it.
Anyone else have any other comments or questions for us tonight?
Okay, this is Josh.
Yeah, Josh.
I wanted to mention that one issue they might want to bring up to the you know, the different people, business people that are saying they don't want to pay for this is, you know, this is something they could certainly write off their taxes. So when they're complaining about, oh my God, we're spending X amount for the insurance, well, you're going to be writing some of that off. So it's not like it's going to be all the amount of money it's going to cost. And it's basically a common requirement of business. If you're going to have any kind of vehicle that you have stuff like that, you tend to have insurance for it. So I wonder what people's thoughts are on, like, using that at least as a partial argument.
Well, I know what they're going to say, and they're going to say it's one thing in auto insurance because the driver has insurance that they can use. Here, we're being expected to somehow either absorb the cost or pass the cost to the driver, and if we pass the cost or to the user, and if we pass the cost to the user, they may not want to buy our product. That's what they're basically saying.
But they're trying to push the impact of this off on the public and not pay it themselves.
That's
they're
right.
trying to push the external effect of people being injured by their product
on the pedestrian. That's right. They are.
That's exactly.
That's
what
correct. That's correct. And that's what the legislators today mostly did see, and they understood our argument.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really hope this works out, and I really, you know, because it's just, but I know that not always the just things work out, to say the least.
David?
Yes, David.
Yeah. I have a question, Jeff. I'm just wondering, we were talking years ago about electric cars, and we were concerned about them not making any sound or no warning. Is there any possibility of having something like that for scooters? So that least people would know.
I don't think we'd get it. I mean, we wouldn't get it now.
Mm-hmm, right.
But I think if we can get this done this time, and we still have issues, then maybe we can build on it.
Yeah, that's what I mean, that we would do that after this bill.
Yeah.
So
I think that's a worthy goal.
Mm-hmm.
In Oakland, they are talking about some of the scooter companies that are coming into Oakland have been asked by the Mayor's Commission on People with Disabilities to have beepers and things on them. So, and they have got them on them or are getting them on them. Mm-hmm. So the technology exists and the will is in some cases there.
Yeah. And that's what I mean about local advocacy sometimes being more effective than at the state level.
Ostergaard.
Yeah. Libby.
I just had a thought, guys, and maybe I'm just goofy, but I can remember as a kid, I'll never forget it. The guy's name was Chip Wood. An officer came to our school. We were like fourth or fifth grade, and they talked about, they gave us a whole deal about riding your bikes and the idea of you really have to learn how to drive your bike. And since whoever it was mentioned, I think it was Andy, that this was sort of considered like a bicycle, then why couldn't we ask the California police or whomever to look into this as the idea of if this is like a bicycle, then they ought to have rules for that as if they would for people that ride a bicycle, because we know they have rules for those too.
And they never enforce the rules on bicycles, so they wouldn't
they
enforce them here either.
Well,
no.
Was just a thought. I just, you know. Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Anyone who has not spoken that would like to make any comment or question on this or anything else?
This is Warren. I have a matter that's not unrelated to this.
Okay. Go ahead, Warren.
So I just want everyone on the call to know that I am getting into a new area of policy. Those of you who do know me know that advocacy and policy is my passion, and I'm getting into a new area of policy, and that is mental health. I am on a Alameda County Mental Health Advisory Board, and I just wanted to put it out there that I am learning a lot about mental illness and all the challenges thereof, and I'm learning a lot about local policy and also state policy in the arena of mental health. So if folks do know blind folks that are dealing with mental health issues in a personal way, or if there are policy pieces that folks do have around mental health, I'd be glad to be of service. It's a new passion of mine, and I want to, considering the pandemic and the difficulties that we're all facing right now, I wanted to put that out there for folks.
Mr. Chair, can I make a
and then Maria has a question
to Warren.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff. And then
as Frank will tell you, one of CAAVL's advocacy goals for this year, and it's not going to happen this year, but it's one of our goals, is to work with a county to establish through the use of county mental health money, which there's a lot, a mental health program for people with vision loss. So I urge you to become part of CAAVL and work with us, because we think that is a really important issue in our community that has gotten far less, attention than it deserves.
I appreciate that, Jeff, and I'll follow up with Frank on that. Thank you.
All right. Maria.
I missed your name, the person that was just talking about mental health, and I would like to get in
Warren
touch with
Cushman.
The person. Warren Cushman. Okay.
Warren Cushman is mine. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. And Maria, if you want to email me your info, I can forward it on to Warren if you want.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jordan.
Anybody? Who's that?
Jordan Miranda.
Ah, yes, Jordan.
I had a question for Frank. Is he here?
I believe he is. What's your question, Jordan?
Does he sell anything chocolate covered? Like chocolate covered fruit?
Well, for the See's candy, you're asking, right?
Yes. It really depends. They have different candy boxes, and it's not really so much the chocolate covered fruit. I mean, they have some candies that may have some little fruit in them, but it's not like, it's not like, say, chocolate covered cherries or something like that. So again, some of their candies will have some fruit flavoring perhaps, but not like that though. Not like chocolate covered cherries or chocolate covered raisins.
Can I follow up on Jordan's wonderful question? I've been meaning to ask that. Can we buy anything at C's, or what's the deal? Is there a special?
It looks like, at least from what I've seen, it's sort of, there's a limited selection of items that are part of the fundraiser, from what I've seen.
Thank you.
So it's something where you can follow the link and check it out and see if it suits your fancy or not.
Cool.
Linda, this is Judy. They've sent tons of information. If you follow the link, it's very accessible.
Oh, good.
And it is a fairly limited selection, but it is quite accessible.
Yeah, it is pretty limited.
Ostergaard, there's no sugar-free on that list, unfortunately.
No. That's
separate. No. Afraid not.
It's a bummer for those of us that are diabetics.
I appreciate that, but it is these, so what can I tell you?
Yes. Yep. And just as an aside, Warren, I want to talk to you, brother.
Oh, my God.
You contacted somebody that I want to tell you about later, so I want to contact you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Email.
I can connect the two of you if you'd like.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Thank you, hon. Thank you.
And then I think I heard Steve.
I heard Steve, yeah.
Steve, I was wondering when we would hear from you.
Mm. Well, I want to ask Frank a question. In fact, if I missed it, I apologize. But when you mentioned the COVID vaccination program at Lighthouse, did you mention that it's by appointment? That people can make those appointments by phone?
Yes, and so if I can see if I still have a copy of the announcement that I could maybe post on the president's list. But I think it's probably been there already, but I can see. Yes, that's by appointment. The actual announcement does have the phone number information. So, you do it by appointment. That's correct.
Thank you.
And people should know Judy, it's the Johnson & Johnson, so it's a one.
Ooh.
Yes, it's a one-time, yes, that's right. And I know that because I actually proofread the Braille copy of the information sheet on the vaccine, so...
And this is Mike Keithley. I know you can buy the sugar-free peanut brittle through Frank's store.
Ah.
Good to know.
Thank you, Mike. And Mr. President, can I make an announcement since earlier when it was the board time, I didn't know I was muted and I thought you were ignoring me.
If you'll tell me who you are.
It's Sarah. Come on. You don't know who the heck I am by now. What's
He's
wrong
just
with you?
Wielding his authority.
I know.
Gotta follow the rules.
My lord, my lord.
All
right. So, Sarah with an announcement. Hey, guys, I just really, really want to thank everyone that has been jumping on all the pre-convention calls. Keep it up. It's really, really amazing to see everybody coming out and really having such a great time. And I'm going to keep the reminders coming out, you know, each day and then the weekly ones so that everybody knows what's going on because that's helpful for me. So I'm just hoping it's helpful for you. And if it's not, just delete it. But if anybody has any questions, please reach out. You guys know where to find me. Don't be shy. And I want to remind everybody tomorrow night, we are having a CCB Fresno's having a Scattergories night. That's going to be a lot of fun. And so please come and join us and thank you very, very much. And, oh, and Ray Marcus won the, what the heck is it called? Come on, Dave. You work for HumanWare.
Brilliant BI 20X.
Yeah, he won that thing last night. It was really cool, and he's all super excited. So yay for Ray.
Yeah.
Sarah, your daily announcements are invaluable.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like them too.
I agree. Most definitely.
Thank
Keep them
thank
coming.
You guys.
All three of them.
Yeah. Very much appreciated, and I do forward those to my chapter.
This is Nathan with one thing.
Nathan, yes.
Sarah, the emails, they do help because when I was first registered, like, with the email, it kind of gets confusing. Like, this week, yeah, it said Monday, blah, 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 7 to blah, blah, blah time. But
it's email, a lot at once.
Yes, and that, like, really confused me. So that's why I asked you. I was like, what to do in that day by day, it helps me so I can put it in my reminders.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Glad it's helping you. And keep on showing up, Nathan. Keep on showing up.
I will. We'll have a conversation about some stuff, probably.
Awesome. Sarah.
Okay. Is anyone else? Yes, yeah. David.
Okay, I had an announcement originally, but I had a question about the scooter bill, so I asked that first. Right. If anyone is having any difficulties with unemployment insurance or other issues regarding the Employment Development Department, and they are having a lot of problems, they certainly are themselves, you can contact the ADA coordinator there. I've kind of established a relationship with him, and he is open to helping wherever he can. His name is David Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R. And you can reach him at davidh.mayer@edd.ca.gov. We're trying to figure out a phone number because he's using his home phone number, and I didn't realize that. And when he called me the first time we spoke, I had an issue, and I needed to get in touch with him. I wanted to leave him voicemail, so I thought I was calling his office number. It was actually his home number that I was calling early Sunday morning. But luckily, he was up. So
didn't answer your phone?
he actually answered, which was, yeah, very nice of him. And I apologized. But anyway, he's going to figure out a way, because he doesn't always check his office phone, which is interesting. And we'll get a phone number to you. So I just said I would let you all know.
Good. Why don't you give that email address one more time, David?
Sorry?
Why don't you give that email address one more time?
Okay, it's davidh.mayer, M-A-Y-E-R, at edd.ca.gov.
So it's not david.h. Mayor.
No, David no, H. I know it's confusing. Yeah. But no,
so it's David
H,
and then the dot
mayor. Yeah,
the mayor, then edd gov
ca.gov. Uh huh.
Cool.
David, is it true that you told him you were an inmate and you got to the top of the line?
Yeah, I told him that I was expecting my, $2 million in benefits. A murderer. Oh, God. Anyway, no, but we need to be patient because they are going through a lot of issues, and certainly our accessibility issues, unfortunately, are not prioritized right now, which is right. Definitely understandable.
Absolutely.
All right.
Is Kevin?
Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, so it's all you guys were talking about chocolate earlier. The Glendale Burbank chapter is having a fundraiser. And it's not just chocolates, it's nuts, trail mix, and various other goodies. So if you're interested, you can send me an email. kburkery@basiccommunication.com, and we'll send you the website. It's for a good cause.
Okay.
It's Terry Lynn, right?
That's right. I've already delved into their products, probably more than I should, but they're good.
You can vouch for them.
Yes.
Ed can vouch for the popcorn.
Mm. I haven't tried that one yet. I'll have to give it a shot.
And this is Nathan. How much are their products going for?
Oh, they're different.
Okay.
You have to go on the website and look.
Ostergaard? Ostergaard?
Sorry, I was sneezing. Did I hear? Was there somebody else that wanted the floor?
Ostergaard?
Yes, Libby.
Gabe. I had a question. I know this is kind of late, but what date is the candidates forum?
Sunday.
Good question. The candidates forum will be this.
Yeah, because I knew it was coming up, but I wasn't sure when.
The candidates forum is this Sunday. From 3 to 5.
Oh, okay.
And it will be on the same, not on this Zoom line, but it will be on the same pre-convention Zoom line that pretty much all the other activities are going to be on.
Okay. All right. I'll double check that. Thank you.
Good question. I should have announced that earlier.
This is Nathan. What is that one?
Thank you.
The candidates forum for the... You said, what is it, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the candidates forum for the CCB passed a bylaw last year that only those people who submitted a candidate statement will be able to speak. So we had 5 people submit statements for candidacy for this year. So those 5 people will be the ones invited to participate on Sunday, and we'll give them a chance to make a statement and have some questions, and then take questions from the audience. So,
am I allowed to like attend and listen to that, or no?
You are encouraged to attend and listen to it.
How many board positions are actually up for election?
There are the positions of first vice president, secretary, and 5 director positions. So we have 3 director positions that that we have statements for, and we'll have candidates speaking on, and then we'll have hopefully several people being nominated from the floor at the nominating committee next week and at elections 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Mm. Oh, wow. I wish I could.
And when is the nominating committee?
That is Wednesday evening. Wednesday at 7:30 p.m.
The 14th. That's right.
Next Wednesday.
Wednesday the next.
Yep.
Wednesday the 14th. Wednesday coming up.
That's right. This is, I couldn't remember. I couldn't do the math for the date, so that's why I said.
Nathan, again, when is actual big, the big convention?
That is the 22nd. Yes. No. Yes, you're right.
Yes.
It is Thursday. Yes. Oh my gosh, I was writing Friday right now.
That's right, because 3 weeks from tonight, I'll be out of patent and out of lockup for the last time.
Retired.
I'm confused. Is it 2 weeks from tonight or
it's
3 weeks?
2 weeks from tonight, so the 22nd through the 25th. And I can talk to you offline about it, Nathan, and work it all out with you.
Could you please, Sarah?
I know. Yeah, not a problem.
All right, and we are at, let's see, what time are we at here? We are at
closing time.
Almost 9 o'clock. So
yeah, then sing the song, Christy, sing the song.
Last call here. Any last items before we adjourn this fun meet? And thank you so much for all the participation this evening. I think I'm not looking at it right now, but I think the high watermark that I heard was 54, which I do believe probably sets a record for a board meeting.
So, 55 if you count artists who was here on my number.
Yeah, I think we had a couple of doubles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially now.
Yeah. But we had some that joined when I was muted, because I muted myself. I had a little bit of trouble with Zoom. Like, it wanted to go unmute. I was like, no. Mm-hmm. I want to be muted. And there was people that were coming. Okay. Said that. But I heard a lot of people, you know, come on and off. So.
Gabe, this is Christy. I'm calling for adjournment, please.
Second.
No, you just, we don't need it.
You just say it's adjourned. Just
no
like
discussion, right, Gabe?
No. You don't have to. You can go anytime you like.
We will. We will declare this meeting adjourned at 8:58.